This is Being Awesome with Rob Springer.
Okay, don't turn around. Just look forward. Don't turn around. Whatever you do, I don't want you to look behind you. Don't do it. I know you can hear that monster breathing. I know you're scared. You can feel his hot, sweaty breath and the general humidity that clouds around him. Just don't look at him. And say to yourself, it's only a dream. It's only a dream. He's still behind you, isn't he? You're listening to this on headphones, aren't you, at Walmart? You hear that behind you. He's breathing. Just look at what you gotta get and keep going forward. Don't engage him in any conversation. I don't know if that's a monster or person, but just keep going forward. Because this is Being Awesome, the podcast about loving Transformers and having fun. I'm Rob, and I didn't know how to start this. This week in Awesome, yo, that Hasbro investor slideshow thingamabob sure did happen this week. It happened, and we've known, or those of us who's paid attention, we've known that a new Transformers cartoon to replace Robots in Disguise is in the works. We knew that. We knew that. And, you know, it's pretty much known that this third season, or fourth, depending on the verbiage, of Robots in Disguise is its last as it winds its way down. Three seasons ain't bad. And we're going to get a new show. And the new show is going to be called Transformers Cyberverse. Cyberverse being the name they used to use around Dark of the Moon and Prime for Legends toys. Of course, at the time, they had renamed Legends into Legions, and they made the Commander class, which a couple years later got renamed Legends. You know, Hasbro, I love you, but we got to work on your naming conventions, okay? You guys are all over the map. But the new cartoon's name is Legends, and the imagery they used is G1 looking, so we still don't know for sure, but maybe it'll be more G1-y of a cartoon. I'm sure that'd make a lot of people happy. You know, I kind of guessed that was the direction, being that if you haven't noticed, they've been peddling G1 to kids pretty hard lately. You know, there's the licensed apparel is all G1 themed. I saw pictures of folks with their kids putting on G1-y shirts, their kids, you know, if we're back to school. You know, I think there's a young adult series of Wingblade books, you know. Or what's that, like, play and romp thing for the kids coming out? I saw online. It's like a book with figures and a playmat or what have you. It's totally G1 looking, you know. So, I don't think it'd be a bad thing, being that, you know, it's just a traditional look, you know. I mean, you can reinvent Batman so many times, but that's still Batman, you know. So, having a more traditional Transformers series aimed at the kids, I don't think it's going to be a bad idea. I think that'll be kind of cool. And, you know, when those kids are at Walmart picking out their toys, they're right next to the Generations toys that are traditional looking. So, make it a little more appealing to everyone, I think. I'm excited. It's too early to really say anything, because we don't know anything past that investor slide that said, this is that cartoon. It's going to be called Cyberverse. So who knows? Maybe it'll be completely different. Or maybe it'll be completely awesome. We'll see. Another thing on that slideshow, which was funny, was they had a picture for appealing to fans of all ages. You know, they had kids and adults. And at the very bottom of the slide, well, there I am. There was a picture from around 2009. When Revenge of the Fallen was coming out, I was contacted. Actually, the fan club wrote me an email, asked me if I'd be willing to. Basically, they had been contacted by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which is the big paper here in Georgia. You know, I'm local to Atlanta. That's the big paper. About doing an article from Transformers fans since here was, you know, this movie coming out. And they synced them up with me. The guy got in contact with me and I ended up hitting up my friends, Hoop and Chris, who were nearby. I knew I could count on them. And we did the photo shoot with them and did the stuff for the article. The article's funny because I'm like not in it a whole lot. I had just been laid off, so I really didn't have much to say. Like, well, unemployed, you know. And, you know, one of the other guys is a professor and the other guy's about to get married. So they made for more interesting article fodder. But the picture from that article, I guess it's Hasbro property in some shape or form, and got used in that slideshow. And why I'm bringing this up here, other than just, hey, cool, I'm officially Hasbro marketing material, I guess. My image belongs to Hasbro. Where's my wiki page? They have given people wiki pages for less things than being used in advertising. Get me up on that. But the funny thing about it, the guy who wrote that article, he's the one that hooked me up with the Joe Lana crew, which it, after, you know, doing the Transformers panel for a few years at Joe Lana, birthed Botlana, which, you know, the Transformers panel track at the now called Toylanta, because Transformers was becoming a pretty big presence at the show. So now it's a general, you know, they changed it to a general toy show back when they brought me in, and half of it's Joelanta, half of it's Botlanta, dealer room's all Toylanta. Pretty Lanta-rific. But it's just kind of funny how these things work out. That's kind of, my mind was blown a little bit, to be honest with you. Just, you know, I didn't even see it. I just kind of looked at the news like, oh, that's pretty cool. Cyberverse, that was a great name, you know. And then actually, I'd had for a very short time, ran a Transformers fan Tumblr, which was like a precursor to their Zone base. I was just kind of all over the place mentally, is why I didn't keep up with that too much. And it was called Cyberverse because it's a great name, you know. I thought it sounded like an old fanzine or something, and it does. So Cyberverse on a cartoon sounds great. And, you know, I just saw those news, didn't even notice it. And then Hoop, you know, he had saw that slide with, hey, guys, and we were like, whoa. So that's pretty funny. That's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie, this week is kind of a slow news week. That was it for as far as news. And that's good enough for me. I'm kind of happy to have some slow news week action going on. I mean, that the past couple of weeks has just been so beat you upside the head heavy with stuff. It's nice to take a step back for a minute, you know. Just kind of, dude, let my brain cells rest. You know, I just, I got maybe 2.5 episodes left of the new season of Voltron I've been watching. I wanted to sit down and just watch it all in one whop, but that didn't happen yet. I had a busy day yesterday, and today I watched quite a bit of it, but I had to get in here and do this, and then I want to spend a little time with the wife and all that before she goes to bed, so I'll probably watch the rest of it tomorrow before I go to work. But the new season of Voltron is definitely pretty cool. I'm not giving anything out spoiler-wise, because there's 1,000 websites with lists of things to look for. That's probably all over your social media thing, full of spoilers, and they're also full of ads and malware. But if you want spoilers, go there. The season just came on Netflix Friday, so I'm giving you guys some time to catch up with it, because I am realistic. I know you got lives, you got jobs, you have families. You might not catch it right away. Now, a month from now, I believe it's fair game. Even if it hadn't come to video yet or trade paperback or whatever, I believe if you wanted to see it bad enough, a month is good enough time to give you a chance to see it or read it or whatever. But a few days later, it's like, yeah, let me give them time to get their squirrels in order so they can watch a couple episodes of cartoon. But it's been a good season, and it's a short season, but that's okay because season 4 is apparently coming on Netflix in October, making me wonder if they didn't originally, ooh, bump the mic, if they didn't originally plan the season to be longer and split it up just to speed up getting new episodes out since the show's so popular. And that works for me, whatever it took to get it on there. I don't really understand. I understand the point of seasonings, goodness, seasons, as far as TV shows, because they're producing them in a season. I get that. That's their run. But when it comes to something like Netflix or whatever, is a season really that big of a deal? They just say, new episodes coming this day. New episodes going up this day. You know, that'd be good enough, wouldn't it? We're so heavy on the word season on any show anymore. I remember actually someone telling me like a funny moment on Big Bang Theory. It's like, I believe it was season 2. And I'm like, does it really count with sitcoms? I don't think it does. But go check out those new episodes of Voltron. It's like the best robot show on TV right now. It's such a good show, and I'm so happy to have new episodes. And I'll be sad that I'll be done with them, I guess, tomorrow. But there's a dark side. But October some more, so no probs. Also of note, outside of the robot realm, I mentioned there's a kid outside my window, I guess down on the grass, that just ran by yelling, and I was kind of surprised I could hear him so clear because I'm like on the second floor. Anyway, I had mentioned before the Archie Comics Marvel Digest, you know, series. Volume 2 came out this past week. I think it was on April 2nd, and I just picked my copy up today at a local grocery store. It's up there by the cash registers, and this Volume 2 is an Avengers issue. Got all sorts of things, like 200-something pages of collected Avengers comics from the 60s up until now. Old comics, new comics, in-between comics. Pretty rad. Pretty good. I'm looking forward to today. Excuse me one second. Never fails. Minute I hit record, I have to cough. That's Being Awesome site co-host seasonal allergies for you. But I'm looking forward to today. I just have a bookshelf full of those Marvel Digests. And it's like, yeah. And people go, wow, where'd you get those collected volumes of Marvels? It's like, at the grocery store. Because, yeah, comic book people can be so pretentious about these trade paperbacks and their omnibus books and their giant tomes and collected works. And I'm like, dude, just go to a grocery store. It's like $5. And they're thematic. They follow the same look. So it look nice together. They know it's not hardback. It's a grocery store collection. But anyway. I'm going to go ahead and jump to the Q&A portion of the show. I'm just kind of rambling right now. I think this is one of those ramble head. I was about to say heady. Heavy episodes of the show. So I'm just going to jump over to Q&A, and we'll call it a day. Hooray. That rhymed. And this is actually the last question in my current pool. Oh, I almost forgot one thing. Before I get to the Q&A thread, we were contacted at the network by a gentleman known as Nathan Webb, who's produced a fanzine, like a fan comic fanzine. He'd asked if we could spread the word, and that's totally up Being Awesome's alley. Kind of sounded gross when I said it out loud. And the comic is called Britformers. You know, I don't have a copy of it to go by. I'd like to review it, but I need a copy first. So, Nathan, if you could send me a PDF or something, I'd totally be all over that. But it's got a Facebook site. I just search up Britformers on Facebook, and you can pull up its fan page for the effort. I guess he's getting them printed now or whatever. I guess in time for TF Nation would probably be a good time to have it ready. But Britformers is the name of the zine. So go check it out, guys. Just look it up on Facebook. It's always like covering these type of things, like just following them. Because they're fun. You know, it's really cool. especially when they get printed out or whatever, when you just got this book that's just like a completely fan-made product in your hand. It's really neat. It's just got that, they didn't want to just tell a story. They made it happen, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't just some text file on the internet, you know, they made a physical book. And there's something I'm a fan of magazines in general. I've always liked video game magazines, hence the cover art for this show. I miss actually old 90s EGM and GamePros and that sort of thing. And, you know, Wizard. I didn't really read Wizard, I'm not going to lie to you guys. But I liked Toy Fair and I liked Lee's Action Figure Digest and Tomarts and all that stuff. You know, I always liked magazines, and self-made publications always really impressive to me, especially when they're like really well done. So I totally like to get something like that in hand. I try to get as many of them as I can when I can. This is so cool. So check out Britformers, you guys. It would be a being awesome thing to do. I'll make that a better catchphrase in the future, I promise. But this week's questions and answer portion of the show is the last question I have in the pool of Q&A storage. So here before long on Talk Transformers, the official talking place of Being Awesome and the bestest place on this thing called the internet, the bestest place to do your Transformer talking. That's on Facebook. It's a group. Go join it. We'll let you in. And when it's time, which is soon, I'm not going to tell anyone what I'm going to do. It's just going to be there. I'll put up a thread looking for questions, looking for comments, looking for talking points. And people give me a ton, and I make a notepad on my phone, and there they all are. And here's the last one of this pool period. That sounded gross. From Eric Crownover. I figured out how to say your name, young sir. He went on into NWA, and apparently the short time he worked for WWF, they own his name now, so he had to start going by a different name. So Eric Crownover asks, if they stopped making Bayformers movies, would you still want a new Transformers Cinematic Universe? What would you want to see in it since it'd have a clean slate? I didn't know they made Bayformers. Is that really a movie? No, it's not. The movies are called Transformers. Let's stop being ridiculous. I'm being ridiculous, but if they did stop making the Michael Bay style Transformers movie, yeah, I'd like to see them continue. I really am tired of the word reboot. There's so many words I'm tired of these days. Millennial, either side of the argument. I'm just tired of reading the word millennial. I'm tired of the word trilogy. I'm tired of the word cinematic universe, and I'm tired of the word reboot, among other things, because they're just out there everywhere you look. But I guess the reboot's the only way to really say it. If they did reboot it, which they would have to do when they would restart everything, yeah, it's hard to say. And the reason I say it's hard to say is because I can name off everything I'd want, and it'd probably be a bad movie. You know what I mean? I don't make movies. So just like other fans, we're like, yeah, this is what it needs to be, and it would be better. How do we know that? You know, we don't make movies. But one thing, and I'm not going to focus on visual styling or anything, because that's just, everyone's got a different way they view things and like things. So that's redundant. One thing I would really like to focus on is clarity. And when I say clarity, I mean the uneven pacing. And I mean the epileptic way things come at you. It's either, I'm trying to put in what, okay. I just got, Infernicus. Okay. And I was thinking of when he was in, I guess this is a spoiler warning. The movie's been out for a month, but his appearance in the movie is just kind of sudden, you know, in the newest movie, you know, here they all are. Here's the Infernicons, and Megatron calls them Infernicons. They're all around Quintessa. And then at the battle bang scene, and Megatron skills, Infernocons combine, and they just they just combine up into Infernicus, and there they are, you know. It's just, oh, that's who they are, you know. It's just that kind of thing. Or it's dumb to pick on Revenge of the Fallen's gaps, because we already know why it's like that. So it's just sort of like, It's like picking on a stupid guy when we know he's stupid. Like, look, we know he's stupid. Why did we expect anything? But talking about Revenge of the Fallen's mishaps, you know, the movie was made without a script. we know it's not the greatest movie in the world. We know it's a bad movie. Some people love it, but we know why it's like that. But the scene where Jetfire opens up a space bridge and there they are all of a sudden in Egypt. My wife had no clue what just happened. And a lot of people, that's a common complaint here. They're just there. You know, stuff like that. It just comes and goes at a very weird pace. Just here, there, there, okay. You know, little things like where did Bumblebee get that hammer? Or in Dark of the Moon, my favorite, mind you, of the movies. Those guys are just gone. These guys are just here. And we had two movies of them forming guns on their hands. Now they're just pulling them out of holsters. You know, little things like that. They kind of come a little uneven. You know, I'd like a little more clarity. I'd like a little more balancing of the scripts. You know, well, just the movie itself being a little better balanced so the storytelling comes out more evenly. You know, because it can have a paper-thin plot. You know what I mean? A really good movie can have a paper-thin plot and still be a really good movie. You know, it can be an A to B script, but as long as you're really entertained between A to B, you don't mind that much. So it could be the most simplest plot in the world. It doesn't have to have a bunch of plot twists or stuff. It can just be a simple, well, here they are attacking. We'll stop them. All right, we saved the day. You know, it could be just that simple. But as long as it's thoroughly entertaining and quality the entire time, no one will complain. You know, they just won't. You know, one of the biggest movies of all time, I guess it's 20 years old this year, would be Titanic. There's not a plot twist in that. There is there. You know, these two meet on the boat, fall in love. She's wants to be with him, not the guy she's with. And then the boat sinks. You know, it's not like, oh, she was dead the whole time. You know, it's nothing like that. You know, you go into the movie, you know, it's going to sink. You know, there were people I remember now when I was in college when that came out. Wow, I'm getting old. But when I was in college when Titanic came out, there were people that were completely upset when everyone was saying the boat sinks. Like, well, don't tell me. It's a movie about. And then once again, you're like, oh, they're stupid. They don't. We can't only pick on stupid people so much because they don't know they're stupid. Well, do they? You'd have to be a little intelligent to know you're stupid. So that's not the proper term for you in that case. But I think my point's made. I would like it to be just better done storytelling wise. I'd like it to be a little more coherent, you know, a little more clear. You know, Hollywood likes to make these giant 3-hour movies these days, and it almost never fails. The middle of the movie is just filler. You know, they don't have to do that. They can make it an hour and a half or just 2 hours, you know, make an hour and 40 minutes and probably make it better. You know, sometimes restraints like that come in handy because if you give someone restrictions, they tend to be a little more creative within restrictions as opposed to just an open slate. Now, that's not always the truth, but it seems restrictions have always seemed to keep these things from going too crazy, you know. So I think maybe that would help too, keep it clear, because then they're like, all right, how do we stretch this out for 2 hours? Well, these two will go to London. Where's everyone else? Who cares? You know? Just a little more clarity, a little more even storytelling, just a little more of that. That's what I'd like to see happen. And hopefully that happens here in the upcoming Bumblebee movie, which of all people starring in it will be John Cena. I think everyone stopped and went, really? And, you know, the entire internet, so he's going to just keep saying, you can't see me over and over in the camera? Well, maybe it'll be really good. We'll see, you know. It's just kind of a random thing. Well, Eric, thank you for your question. And everybody, go join Talk Transformers if you're not already in the group. And if you're in the group, pay attention. I like to surprise zone everybody when I post that thread up. It only entertains me. But that's why I'm doing it. So, check it out. The thread will be up any day soon. Just enjoy the conversation until then. There's a lot of it. It's a busy group. Well, guys, I'm going to close this thing on home and go pop some popcorn. And the wife and I are in the mood to watch Halloween-y stuff. We got some Halloween candles the other day. The stuff's starting to slowly fart out from the warehouses and stuff. We went to Kroger last night and they had like ceramic pumpkins out front. We're like, oh, it's coming, yo. It's coming. Yeah. Pumpkin. So we're getting excited for the Halloween stuff. So we're going to do something we always do, and that's start way too early and probably wear it out before this time comes. But whatever, that's what life's for, is enjoying it. So I'm going to go pop some popcorn and we're going to go watch some Halloween cartoons. So everyone, please check out Talk Transformers. And since you're checking out things, check this out. That was a horrible, horrible transition. Wow. If there's one thing I've heard people criticize too much about podcasts, it's when people say segue or talk about really anything related to production of the show. But anyway, I just did a faux pas. I'll rewind. Since you're checking things out, Being Awesome, the podcast about loving Transformers and having fun, is part of the Radio Free Cybertron family of shows. And they all can be found at, ooh, it's starting to rain, tfradio.net for all of our shows and showtimes. And since you're there on that website, please check out our Amazon links. And that's just an easy way to help support the show by doing nothing more than shopping at Amazon like you do anyway. We thank you a lot for it. Thank you a lot. That's me and my English. Speaking of me and my English, you could read me and my crazy English on Twitter and Instagram. You could check me out there and like and follow me there. I'd come on, man, do it. Come on, all the cool kids are. Speaking of things all the cool kids are doing, please check out my personal site, ZoneBase, and that's at zonebase.org. Come on, do it. Just do it. Just come on. You want to be cool, don't you? Come on, don't be lame. All right, well, I'm going to turn this thing off now. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'll be back next week to do the MC Hammer dance for like 30 minutes. Okay, bye. Thanks for listening.
This has been Being Awesome with Rob Springer.
Gotcha. Transform, save the future. 현미랑 말아, 우리 무카라이. 사이 좋은 파워.